This is Twit.
Google Glass, is it dead?
Yes.
Mm. When exactly did it die?
I'll tell you, for me, when my Google Glass usage died.
You have one?
I have it. Yeah, I'm an explorer. I paid the crazy money. Let me think when I really stopped using it. I think it was sometime in the spring to summertime-ish. After Mobile World Congress sometime, there was a firmware update that really borked the battery life.
Oh, really? Oh.
And it's never recovered from that, really.
Mike, are you a glass hole?
I've actually never even tried it.
Good.
So good for you. Stay that way.
I think it's interesting. Here I am on Reuters with this article, Google Glass Future Clouded as Some Early Believers Lose Faith. And they have a picture of Sergey Brin.
Who's not wearing them.
Not wearing them. He's worn them, you know, because it's his baby. He's been wearing them ever since they came out. He was at the red carpet during the second annual Breakthrough Prize Awards at NASA Ames on November 9th, not wearing them. First time he's been seen in public. And then, oddly enough, right next to it, Viagra helps guys with ED get and keep an erection. So I think that there's some relationship between wearing Google Glass and erectile dysfunction.
I guess.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Google wouldn't put this ad there.
So I did have a weird experience that kind of also made me question glass was at Mobile World Congress. I was on, you know, I'm a T-Mobile customer, so I had free roaming.
Me too. Love
right?
it. Isn't that awesome?
Fantastic.
Yes.
Best thing ever, right?
Yes.
Guess what? So Google Glass is supposed to do its updates and download the mega gigabytes of update only when it's battery powered on a Wi-Fi network, right?
Right.
So I was at Mobile World Congress, not on Wi-Fi, but I had plugged my glass to charge over like a USB battery.
Yeah.
And for some magical reason, it decided to download the update over my over my connection.
That's bad.
My roaming connection.
Now everybody's telling me, by the way, that they're not seeing that Viagra
ad. But here's the...
That it's only on Viagra.
But here's the thing, Leo. So it downloads this update, and I call the guys at T-Mobile, like, are you going to kill me now? Because I just downloaded 2 gigabytes on my data roaming.
Yeah.
And they're like, no.
The fact that it even worked is
amazing.
That's
a lot of data,
free is
but
free.
It's free. Free is free. You don't have to worry about it.
But it's 2G, right? It's not high speed.
No, it's not high speed. So I call Google. Yeah. Call the glass.
I said, why did you do this? Like, you know I'm in Europe.
I'm like, what the... Okay,
yeah.
What the dingo? And they're like, you're not supposed to take glass abroad. You broke the terms of service.
What? It says you can't take glass
abroad?
No,
it's the total load of bullshit. But it's like they played that game with me of like, you didn't use it right. You took it with you abroad. You're not supposed to do that.
We haven't. Wow.
Right?
Okay,
like,
so.
Talk about customer service.
Brin told a reporter, I brought it. I left it in the car. I'm not kidding. I swear to God.
Because he drives with it, clearly.
The Google Glass rollout, the actual mass market sales, you can still buy it for $1,500, but presumably they're going to do a less expensive version. That they're saying now is down the road, maybe not till next year or the year after. Of the 16 glass app makers that Reuters contacted, 9 said they'd stopped work or abandoned their projects because of lack of customers or limitations of the device. 3 more have switched to developing for business only. So let's see, 9. That means there's 4 consumer projects remaining. There are also several key Google employees in the Glass division have left the company in the last 6 months. Lead developer Babak Parviz, electrical engineering chief Adrian Wong, and Osama Alami, who is the director of developer relations. You got to think this is kind of the beginning of the end, right?
Yep.
I said right when it came out, I said, I don't really think that this is designed to be a consumer product. This is designed to understand wearables. We don't understand them yet. And to get some data, Google's a data-driven company. I think this is also telling. Remember, there was a VC fund for glass development. The website's gone. Routes Glass users, the main glass site. I think that's pretty much the end of the line on this.
Yeah.
Are we sad? No. Who cares?
No, but I mean, honestly, I think, you know, there are a lot of issues with the way glass users, you know, use their
devices.
There
was that.
Which I think, you know, got maybe blown out of proportion by some people. I think there's a root, kind of a cultural societal issue that made glass fail in some ways.
It really came back and bit it, didn't it?
Right. But I think at the same time, I think kudos to Google for trying, for going crazy,
mm-hmm. yeah.
going
mm-hmm.
out there, trying to build the tech, making it happen, and, you know, making it relatively reasonably affordable. And so we could get to see what it would be like when it's incorporated in these glasses.
Here's the good news. If you go to eBay, you can get Google Glass 2.0 XE with all original accessories in box, $730.
Still too much money.
$750. These are half off.
Yeah.
Then there's some idiot selling it for $2,000. Obviously didn't get the memo.
I still think it's an interesting project. You know, the idea is really interesting. And I think we're seeing some of what they learned in the Android Wear stuff and the smartwatches. And so, you know, I don't think it was a bad idea.
No, I agree.
Execution, you know, certainly created some issues in a variety of ways. But the idea of wearables and doing interesting things with wearables, you know, I think that's the definitely the right direction for them to be.
Google, I should say that Google did give a statement to Reuters saying, no, we are as committed to Glass as a consumer product as ever. This is going to take time, and we're not going to launch this product until it's absolutely ready. That's Glass head of business operations, Chris O'Neill.
I wrote an editorial for Android Central back in April, May about my Glass experience. If you guys want to look for Google it. My name, Glass, Android Central.
Miriam Glasshole.
Yeah, there you go.
Miriam Joar. I'm with both of you. I really feel like this is wearables is clearly a category that's going somewhere. What I think we've seen so far is it's not clear how or what features or what technologies. There you go. Glass didn't really seem to do it. I was never as excited. In fact, when I got a Glass invitation and I bought them, but I gave them to Jason because he had a kid.
Yeah, and I mean they've come in really handy for very specific, the very specific use of videotaping my kids from a my own point of view, which I've got some amazing video.
Anymore.
I mean, you know, I keep it charged.
Me too.
And I wait for those moments where I'm like Savannah's first steps. It was perfect for that, right? It was charged up.
You got the greatest video.
I was ready, and I had a feeling, and she took her first steps while I was wearing glass. And that's a video that I will always cherish because it was actually from my point of view. So it's like reliving an experience.
Yeah.
Do we think that glass at this point, as far as, you know, we're almost three years into this grand experience.
Is it that
experiment,
long?
Yep. It's close to... Wow. To the time where Google actually, you know, mentioned it at all to everyone, it's almost 3 years.
Wow.
And I don't know. I feel like the social damage has been done on this particular product. And I don't think if Google had something to follow up with, I really think they'd be defending the product at this point a lot more than they are. I think Wear's kind of come along and solved a lot of those problems, and wearables in general, by just basically saying, look, a lot of the really cool, compelling things that there were, that were use cases for glass, you're now getting on your wrist in a form factor that people are used to seeing and aren't intimidated and frightened by.
I am a fan, I have to say, of Android Wear. I think this Moto 360 is great.
It's a great watch.
And I've seen a clear use case for it.
Yeah.
For instance, I can navigate when I'm walking around with the maps, and it will tell me to turn left. It'll buzz at me. And pausing a movie last night. I mean, there's definitely a clear use case for it.
Yeah.
I wear it every day now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, obviously.
Mike Butcher in the TechCrunch said Glass has taken over from the Segway, hyped as a game changer, but ultimately used by warehouse workers and mall cops.
So now they're wearing glass riding their Segways.
Yeah. In fact, I think that's where you're going to see him.
And, you know, that's really safe. I'm just saying.